Yo, Mr. 2020. Your friend tells me we don't have to feel it real to manifest. I think he's right. What do you think? All right, this is the voice of Mr. 2020. Welcome to the Free Neville Goddard podcast. It is the 26th of March, 6:51 a.m. I've got a one-on-one call with one of our cool, remarkable kids who speaks 8 languages, if I'm correct. That blows my mind. But meanwhile, do you have to feel it real to manifest? Yes or no? This might be the most important episode you ever listened to. And if you want to dive deeper, we nail this in lesson 1 of ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. I invite you to join us because here's the deal. We designed that course. I had this crazy idea. Because if you fly into Australia, you can get a visitor visa for 90 days. And I had this crazy idea. I thought, what if someone came and stayed in the cottage out back where I'm at right now for 90 days on a visitor visa? And every morning before sunrise, I drank a cup of coffee with them. And we chatted for a little bit about what would change their life, what's next for them to do, where I want them to play today. And then I went on with my way. And so we designed that course so that in the span of one cup of coffee, 15 minutes max, every day you get a little members-only goodie, a recording, a little exercise to do. And it just takes 15 minutes a day. You could accomplish more in the next 90 days than most people do in 9 years. ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. Crass commercial over. Let's dive in. So your buddy says you don't have to feel it real to manifest, and I agree. Something like that. I don't have it in front of me right now. I totally disagree. Because the only thing you can do all day long, what you're designed to do all day long, is to feel something as real. That's the only thing you can do is feel something as real. You can feel richness as real. You could feel it as real for you. You could feel it as real for someone else. You could imagine, you could feel richness, being rich, as something that only happens to other people. You could feel that people love you. You could feel that people hate you. You could feel invisible. All you can do is feel it real. Now, I get it. Some people say you don't have to do sessions. I am a massive fan of sessions, and so was Neville. There are endless examples in his lectures where he tells you something like predetermine what you would hear. Allow yourself to get a little sleepy. Feel into that experience. Hear what you would hear, see what you would see. There are endless examples of him actually doing it. He hangs up the phone and he would not move until he had moved. In imagination, hearing what he had chosen instead. Endless. He was stuck in Barbados. He wanted to leave. He went home after being rejected. Well, to his apartment, to wherever the hell he was staying. I don't know where he was staying. And he sat down and he imagined something. Right? Formally. Anyway. Manifesting Mastery Course Lesson 1. Let's dive into that now. We call it the girls giggled because there was a young guy. He was hanging out with his friends. They were skateboarding and stuff. And there were a couple girls nearby watching. And the young guy decides to break away from the seeming safety of the herd and walk over and talk to the girls. Why? Because he imagined something. Right? So, maybe imagine they'd smell good. Maybe imagine them smiling at him. Who knows? But he starts walking over there, and the girls turn to each other, and they giggle and they look back at him. And this is where young buck turns around and goes back to the seeming safety of the herd. Never to touch, sniff, or engage in a girl ever again for the rest of his life, living lonely under a bridge and dying. A lonely man. Ready? Why did he turn around? He did not turn around because the girls giggled. He turned around because of what he imagined, his reaction. Neville Goddard says, your reaction is your seed time. So every day I wake up. It's the biology of waking up is fascinating. To get you moving, to get you out of bed, your body produces a little bit of cortisol. In other words, when you go from living as a dreamy experience, as a life-giving spirit, knowing that you're the dreamer of the dreams, and it's time for you to get up and get on with your day, right? Take a pee and take a poo. A squirt of cortisol goes into your bloodstream. And cortisol gets your attention. A little tiny squirt, that's a good thing. But what people tend to do is they open up the floodgates and they start imagining shit about their day. And they just think they're laying there thinking about it. And they can't wait to get a cup of coffee. Yum, and some donuts. Donuts. And then what happens is they go through their life and they have an average day or a shitty day or an okay day. Day, Mr. 20, I mean, I don't need to change what I imagine. I don't need to do sessions. I'm okay with my life. Radio, that's the worst trap to fall into, being okay. Yeah, it's all right. Like I tell Victoria, I wouldn't write my mom about that. Meanwhile, I share stuff with my mom every day. Because here's the deal. Neville's dad, Joseph Goddard, this is where we made up josephgoddardtothemax.com, a little protocol that enables you to give life to 5 to 10, 6 to 12 specific wins every day. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that build your confidence? Wouldn't it make you a lot more curious about what's possible for you? josephgoddardtothemax.com. So that's a little formal session. Okay, what do I do at bedtime? Because that's important. Neville says, review your day. Now, one of the patterns that we notice that people get stuck into is they review their day looking for shit. And they just clean that up. And revision for them becomes a problem-solving tool. And then they tell us, invariably, I don't like revision. And I go, wow, I love it. I wonder why. See, I just don't use revision to turn bad into good. I turn good into great. Every single day. That's one of the things that we dive into in revisiontothemax.com. That's a tiny little $7 product. That is so underpriced. And we underprice it because I want everyone in the world to have it. Meanwhile, do you need to feel it real to manifest? Yeah, you do. All you can do is feel it real. Do you need to do formal sessions? I don't know. But I can tell you this. I wake up every morning and I do my Joseph Goddards. Every day at nap time, I give life to another specific wish or two. In the evenings, yeah, I review my day. I turn bad into good and good into great. Neville says, well, anyway, if you had a piano and you wanted to be great at it, you'd probably practice your scales, your basics. I'm 57 years old for a few more days, and I've been doing martial arts since I was 12. That's 45 years. You know what I do the most of? Stance training and basic movements. Decades later, I'm just doing the basics. For a reason. Because they help me get the advanced bits. They help me to notice what most people miss. So here's my challenge for you today. Listen to this episode at least 3 times. Notice if I've brought up some stuff that you may or may not have missed. Or if it takes you a little bit deeper or invites you to dance. If you got gold, I've got 2 invitations for you right now, manifestingmasterycourse.com. It's the 90-day adventure. It takes you 15 minutes a day max. Like I said, we designed it as if you're staying back here in the cottage and I see you once a day for 15 minutes. How can we totally transform your life in 90 days so that when you go home, you're entirely different? So you too could accomplish more in 90 days than most people do in 9 years. And my other invite to you, DreamDrivenDay.com. The doors are open now for April. You can get the bonuses starting right now. This is where we take 30 people, do 30 days of play, 4 live group calls, private Facebook group, lots of one-on-one contact in the calls, in private little chats, in the Facebook group. Think that would make a difference? You don't got to do it all on your own. You can join in the fun with us. That's DreamDrivenDay.com. And now for fun, let's notice how Neville ended every lecture with an invite to feel it real. Imagine up something yummy as we go into the silence. My name is Mr. 2020. I do want to thank you for listening to. I invite you to dive deeper and soar higher. And by the way, I don't know what my friend said or meant by you don't have to feel it real to manifest. All I can share with you is my experience and what feeling it real means to me. Like I said, I still do my basics. I still do my basics in everything that I do every day. There's a reason why. Dive deeper, soar higher. Join us. See ya.